第3四半期のサマリーでございます。
This is a summary of Q3.
伸びまして、
Net sales grew by 6%.
販売費用とか、
And operating expenses and so on grew by 1%, and operating income grew by 30%, and operating margin improved 22 from 18% to 22%. 18% was last year. You might remember 1 year ago in 2022. It increased from 12% to 18%, and this year it's 22%. So we are definitely seeing improvement in terms of our operating margin. Now, total operating expenses includes the remuneration that is linked to the share price because of the share price increase. Excluding that, 16 billion yen, or 24% of our operating margin is what we have posted. And the pre-gap growth is only 1%. As you can see at the bottom of the slide, Kevin Simzer will explain the details later, but I would like to share just one comment about consumer business in Japan. In the case of consumer business in Japan, the three-year version sales is as big as a percentage, and the three-year version basically is renewed in advance, and there is a bit of discount that is applied. But we stopped doing that from this quarter, and we want to increase the value added. We have actually increased the price this year. So price increase and also the absence of the discount for the earlier renewal contributed to this. And compared to last year, 7% lower in terms of consumer business in Japan. But it is not really affecting the renewal. In this quarter, renewal is going on toward maturity, so we will go back to the normal renewal rate in this quarter. And consumer business pre-gap growth is already being achieved in this current fiscal quarter. As I've explained before, this is a stock option related cost increase or contribution related to the share price, approximately 1.4 billion. And adjusted that, after adjusting that, operating income, excluding the impact, was a 16 billion or 42% increase. So not only the sales, but also a balance of sales and a profit has improved in this fiscal year. Moving on to the third quarter progress, blue line shows the actual for this year, and the last year's result is shown in red, and you can see it was up and down, but this year there was no extraordinary situation, and as you can see in the top right, this year's forecast is expected to be achieved. And this is pre-gap sales as well as expenses trend. As I've explained earlier, pre-gap number is impacted by the minus 7%, 7% of consumer business. In terms of ARR trend, we are sharing this with investors because we are shifting to subscription business. So rather than the actual sales, the ARR represents the situation of the company more accurately. So this is enterprise ARR. Some of the details will be explained later. As you can see on this slide, dark blue is a subscription business, and you can see the growth is very steady. On the other hand, perpetual license is decreasing. In this fiscal quarter, this is minus 9%. Again, this is driving the pre-gap sales growth.
Next is cash flow. Compared to last year, minus 48%. The major factors include the factors in the red box, the payment of the income tax. In the previous this quarter, I explained this, and there were some articles in the press as well. Now we have overseas with dividends, and the claim of the tax. There are some differences in our interpretation, and discussion is ongoing. However, we did pay the tax. And so this is a temporary factor. So the cash flow for fiscal, or rather fourth quarter, should go back to normal. This is headcount. Down by 117 people. It's not intentional. The situation is basically the same as in the previous quarter. Reorganization is underway. We are breaking down the silos. Radio web is what we are calling this new type of organization. And so this is the result of that reorganization. And especially technical support is where the reduction is the largest. Technical engineers are integrated with overseas support and some other functions so as to enhance efficiency. And this is the trend of cost. There is no particular comment, but again, in the red box above, there is foreign exchange impact. And also the increase in the stock price, stock option related cost, therefore, was impacted. So these are the two factors for pushing up the cost, but otherwise, the cost has been, as you can see here. So this is the highlight. The Q3 operating profit was the highest ever. Quarterly operating profit. And as for subscription business, we continue the double-digit growth and operating margin improvement is continuing. Now, let's look at the annual prospect. In Q4, there will be a large-scale deals to be negotiated. So we believe Q4 will be as expected. Therefore, annual expectation is as we have given guidance on. And on the 20th, this month, we are going to have an IR day, and it will be online. And therefore, we encourage you to take part in that event as well. And email has been sent as invitation. If you have not received that invitation email, please let us know at the IR address that you see down below, ir@trendmicro.com. When you contact us, of course, we will send you an invitation. This is all from me. Thank you very much.